So, Brendan and Neil, you're welcome to the studio to look ahead to yet another Northwest 10K. And Neil, suppose first of all that it's the 23rd running of the Northwest at 10K, and it's been a hugely successful event over the years. And I suppose charities down through the years have got significant benefits and significant money raised out of the event.
Yes, indeed, Noisin. Over the last 22 years, we have had 33 Donegal organisations to date, different charities, and over that period of time, we've raised €776,000 plus for all those charities. So it's always been a big help to the local charities in the county. We don't go outside of the county. We don't pick a charity that is, for want of a better word, outside of our own jurisdiction or county, and we stick with the local ones as much as possible. This year we have three very good charities, three very hard working charities actually. We have the Little Angel Schools, and they're set up for originally set up as a creche for children with special needs, and now they're building a second school, or maybe developing a second school rather than building one, and that's their project for this year. The Donegal Cancer Flight and Services is a service in the west of the county where patients having travelling to Dublin for cancer treatments can get flights from Dublin or from Carrickfinn on a cheap rate. Sorry, I don't mean it exactly like a cheap rate, but at a reduced rate. And people can travel along with them, and the cancer flight and services, they help having someone with them, especially with children and all that type of stuff, rather than having to drive from here, as we all know, the journey to Dublin with roadworks and whatnot. At the moment, it's a 5-hour journey almost, so you can imagine leaving there and having to go to Dublin for treatment. And the third charity this year is the Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Ireland Fund. The Donegal branch of that was formed in 2010, and it's basically a help with all those children with spina bifida and hydrocephalitis.
Yeah, and of course the charities, as you said, working very hard. You sort of have the easy job. You just organise the rest. It's the charities that do the bulk of the fundraising and gathering the money, isn't it, Neil?
Well, it is. Yeah. We provide the vehicle to generate the funds. Absolutely, you're totally right. We have a hard working committee. We have 14 on the committee that we of the 10K. It's a short term committee. We start around December time and we finish up around June time when we have the presentation of checks. It's a 6-month period, and we meet regularly for that. We meet with the charities since they were selected in February. We meet on a fortnightly basis with them. So our job is dictate and get on and help the charities out. On that ground, they've been running events all over the county for the last 6 weeks or so. Tomorrow or Saturday at the Finn Valley Centre, there's a sponsored swim where they're hoping to do 10,000 metres, which is 400 lengths of a 25-metre track, or 25, not track, sorry, pool. And they go on and they're hoping to get a 10,000-metre swim in on Saturday, and the local Finn Valley Leisure Centre is accommodating them for that. And on Saturday or Sunday in Stranorder, there is a tractor drive and a tractor tug-of-war, which apparently is quite an interesting event where two tractors are pulling against one another, and it has been a successful adventure in the past, and the Spina Bifida Hydrocephalitis Ireland are organising that one on Sunday. Yeah. And I think we finish up on Wednesday night with another charity event. It's in the Century Cinema Complex where we have a table quiz organised by the committee, but the charities are all in behind it as well. So that's our last three events. Of course, we still will be taking... All the charities have the sponsorship charge, and they'll all be looking for sponsorship for the people that's doing the race as well.
And speaking of sponsorship charges, there was an issue highlighted this week where apparently there was some people going to doors with photocopies of sponsorship cards. And I suppose you need to make people aware. You don't actually know if this is the proper people going out and taking money, but sort of be careful if people come to the door, especially with photocopied cards, Neil.
Yes, sir. We've got a phone call and we got a message on Thursday about a certain housing estate in Letterkenny over on Wednesday night, where people were going around collecting for the Northwest 10K with a sponsorship card, but it was a photocopied card. we will be able to trace the card because there is a number in every card, and we'll know where it's came from, where it's come from. And as soon as we get that number, we will ask the charity that we have given them, have they distributed this card, or vice versa. It's something we can't control, unfortunately. If people photocopy a card and go out and raise funds and put it into their pocket, we cannot be responsible for that. It's an unfortunate event that people would, an unfortunate incident where people would use the Northwest 10K as a means of raising funds for themselves rather than for the charities that's there. Now, having said all that, this could be very genuine.
Yeah.
This could be very genuine, and I can't say any much more about it, really.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the vehicle that is the Northwest 10K, as Neil mentioned. Brendan, what does this vehicle do this week now in the lead-up? We're a week out from the event. What does the Northwest 10K vehicle do now in the coming 7 days to prepare for what will be, fingers crossed, another successful and another big Northwest 10K, Brendan?
Yeah, I suppose this is the final preparations. And really now, again, just highlighting people to get their entry in. We have pre-registration on www.northwest10k.com. We also have the facility on Thursday evening from 5 to 7 where people can collect their race pack or indeed do an entry. The same on Friday evening from 5 to 7. And then on Saturday we have from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And the last chance then for entry will be Sunday morning from 10 o'clock right up to 1:30. Race starting at 2 p.m. of course.
Yeah. What sort of numbers are you expecting this year?
Well, in recent years, we've been in around 1,200 to 1,500. We had 1 year back, a number of years, where we went over the 2,000 mark. But, you know, we are planning somewhere between that,
yeah,
you know, 1,500 to 2,000, hopefully this year.
Yeah.
You know, with so many now Couch to 5K groups that have been successfully doing those for the last number of years, we're hoping now that they have moved on to do a bit longer, and the challenge would be now to do a 10K.
Yeah. Another side of that is that's not bad numbers considering the huge volume of running events that's now in the county and in the northwest region, north and south of the border.
It probably is. We're sort of a victim of our own success, yeah, in terms of athletics,
yeah,
you know, within the northwest region. There's so many events, as you say, and there's probably just limited number of people. And I suppose for us, that's what we try to do, is make this as attractive to runners as possible. And the fact that all the money's raised goes to local charities, local families are helped on it, we're hoping that'll be the trigger that people will choose this one over another.
Yeah. Course-wise, similar to 2018, no changes, is there?
No changes. We had a few frights with different road works going on around Letterkenny, but as it turns out now, we're able to retain the course that we had for the last 2 years, is it?
2 years.
Where we took the famous hill out of it. People were delighted with that, and as we were, because the course now is now more contained and easier marshalled and easier handled for us. So, yeah. And again, you know, this, while we promote it as a, you know, race, as you say, on that, yeah, circuit, the 10K is also an opportunity for walkers,
mm-hmm,
that can come out and support their families and just do it as a leisurely family walk.
Yeah, and there's always a great atmosphere down at the start and at the finish of the event when people are gathering to tackle it, and then when they're coming home as well.
I think it is because the community centre is ideally based in the centre of town, and a huge car park that we keep free that people can mingle about and have a talk beforehand and a chat afterwards. And again, because the course is so contained, you know, supporters can see them at the start, they can see them at 2K, they can see them at 5K and at 7K. And again, they're very close then to the finish to greet them coming back again.
Finally then, Brendan, Conor Bradley and Theresa Doherty were the winners of the categories last year, the overall categories. Who's to watch this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, Conor has done a few 5Ks recently. I'm not sure if he's in 10K shape at the moment. And Theresa Doherty, again, has been in great form in recent times. But again, I think she's taking a break, and I'm not sure she's ready for a 10K at the moment. In the men's race, a fellow that keeps cropping up every year is Owen McGinley. Won it the previous year and has been second on numerous occasions over the time, and has consistently ran in around the 32 minutes for it. So I'd expect Owen to be thereabouts for the men's. And the women's, I think, is wide open. There's no, with Theresa not been there. Nikita is away that particular weekend. Nikita Burke, that would have been another challenger. So I think the women's race is wide open. I think our course records are probably going to be safe. That's putting a challenge up to everybody now. The men's course record is 29.14. And even looking at the results over the last number of years, it has been in around 31, 32 minutes. The women's record again is 32.34. That was run by Maria McCambridge. And again, the results in recent years have shown, you know, the winner being in around 34, 35 minutes. So I think both our records are probably safe for this coming year.
Finally, before we finish up, just I would like to thank our sponsors this year again, the Donegal Daily website, news website, the Brian McCormick Intersport Sports Shop in Main Street, the Mount Errigal Hotel, the Century Complex, Century Cinema Complex, and Value Centre. This year we've gone out and looked for extra sponsors, and we've got five very, very, very good sponsors that support us with the race. Two of them had been there for the past number of years, and we've got three more new ones on board this year. So again, the other people we really need to thank, and Brenton mentioned it about the road changing and all that, was the Garda Síochána and Letterkenny, especially Sergeant Eunan Walsh, who every year has helped us out and has provided staff and whatnot for the race, and indeed allows us to park our vans there when we're on the nights before the competition, so that it's safe in the morning again. So again, a sincere thanks to the Gardaí.
Gentlemen, thanks for coming in, and the best of luck with, I suppose, Registration Week, and of course the event next weekend.
Thanks very much, Sajin.